You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is All the Goodbyes in the World by Don McGlashan, and we've got Don on the line. Kia ora, how are you this afternoon in Canada?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you, especially because you are announcing a very exciting tour around Aotearoa. Take It to the Bridge Tour. I love that as a title, Don. Where did that come from?
I always loved the way James Brown would shout at his band to take it to the bridge. And he would just shout it over and over again. The band would sort of seem to be just about to take it to the bridge, and then they finally would. I always thought it'd be great to do that with a band. But also, I don't know, when you're touring around, especially region in the regions, you get to go across a lot of bridges, and I've always sort of loved what they do for communities. You know, they sort of join places up that hitherto weren't joined up. It seems like a way that engineering can can make people's lives better. I guess I'm my father's son too, because my dad was an engineer, and whenever anybody built a new bridge in the world, he would look at it on TV and get his slide rule out and do the calculations while he watched the TV.
That's fantastic.
So I grew up in that sort of household.
That's fantastic. It sounds a little bit like my house. I also have an engineer dad, so I understand. There's so much rich metaphor to come out of the idea of that, and I do love that you're taking it really to the regions, this tour. You're going to places you've never played in before, Tairua, parts of the country that maybe don't always get, you know, travelling musos rocking up there. What was the idea behind the sort of making this the ethos of this tour, Don?
Well, I've always loved that way of working, you know, because when you put out an album, I think ever since about 2015, when I put out Lucky Stars, we did a kind of biggish tour of main centres with something a bit like a band, because it was a pretty acoustic record, but at its noisiest we had at least three people playing, so we had a three-piece band. And then a few months later, I did another tour, just taking myself out to as places as far flung as I could make it, and it means that you get to have two goes at honouring the songs and it also means you get to play to people that couldn't make it to maybe the main centres. But also I find a lot of times people go to all the shows, like they've been to the Wellington show, but they come out to the Pai Kakariki show or something like that, so that they can see how the songs grow and change when they move from a three-piece to a solo. In this case, I'm doing a duo with Anita Clark, so that I'm really looking forward to that.
That's going to be a lovely combo. You've worked with Anita for quite a while now. Anita is, of course, Motta. People will know her work in that space as well. What is it about working with Anita that you enjoy so much, Don?
Oh, she's incredible. She she's one of those musicians where you run through a song and she'll pick up the fiddle or the mandolin, whatever it is, and she'll just start tutuing around with something, and you'll think apart, there'll be like a click, like a you know, like a when a door shuts or a door opens and it makes a really good click. It's it's like that part should have always been in the song.
yes. Oh, that must be so satisfying.
Sorry, I got a cough. But she, I sound like one of Marge's one of Marge's sisters in The Simpsons.
What are they called? Thelma? No, Velma?
Yeah,
Velma, I think, yeah. Oh, someone will text in, 5395. What are Marge's sisters called in The Simpsons? That's going to drive me mad if I can't remember.
Yeah, Anita's amazing, and she's when we did a short tour of Australia last year, just before we went out with the sort of postponed album tour, we did a little duo tour around the eastern seaboard of Australia, and it was just lovely because she was able to open as Motta and create that amazing sort of ethereal, landscapey sort of texture that she does, and then. It was an amazing setup for the songs that we played together. So we'll be doing that on this tour as well.
That's so special. I think it is such a lovely way to open a space as well. I think you're absolutely right. Her songs are landscapes. They kind of transport you somewhere else. And your music does that too, Don. Particularly in your lyrics as well. You write about moments that are personal and also historical. And we've talked about this before, particularly with this most recent album, the ideas and the themes that you've been exploring on this. But it is going to be a special thing to take it to these small halls and these theatres that is where you're sort of locating this tour as well. Was that also a conscious decision about where you were going to perform in?
Well, one of the wonderful things about going to, you know, places like Waiheke Island and, you know, Matakana is that, and places like the Barrytown Hall, I've played there a few times, and the Muscle Inn at Golden Bay. What I notice is that at the end of the show, people come up and there'll be like a signing session. You know, they'll bring something that they want signed, or they buy a CD or something. But the point of it is not really to sign something. It's for them to tell me a story about what they think of a particular song, or when they first heard a particular song, or to tell me that there's that there's been an argument amongst their friends about what a particular verse means, to get me to sort it out. So it's really interesting, and it's I'm learning more. I usually come away from those shows sort of knowing more about my material than I went in.
That's a special thing. That's a really special thing. And to be able to have that connection is also a very special, and I think a very New Zealand thing as well, to be able to really dig into that. You can get that in other places, but there's nothing like playing at home, is there?
Yeah. And Kiwis are pretty cool. I mean, they're not going to come up and be starstruck, or, I mean, they wouldn't with me anyway, but they're more likely to come and like tell me in no uncertain terms what a particular song's about.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. I didn't know that.
Thanks for letting me know.
I hope it continues, because I always find out a lot of interesting stuff.
Well, you're going all over the place, so there'll be somewhere nearby to any listener tuned in right now, but particularly around Auckland and nearby. You're going to be here at Q Theatre on the 2nd of September, but you're also going to be in Matakana, as you said, Waiheke Island as well, and then so many other places, as we mentioned, Tairua, Hamilton, Mount Maunganui, New Plymouth, Littleton, Karamea, so many other places, Don. It's going to be a really fantastic tour, and tickets are on sale from your website as well, so that'll be great.
That's right.
Thanks so much for speaking with us. It's always a pleasure. We've got Go Back In lined up here. Have a fantastic rest of your afternoon, Don, and we'll catch you when you're back in Aotearoa.
You too. Good to talk.
See ya.
Do you want to go back in?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.